course for these videos, looking for someone to help them protect themselves, really. And I think that it doesn't matter where the impetus is coming from. And I would strive to say that the impetus is coming from farm families themselves. But the true point is that, you know, as Will Potter pointed out, well, I don't think you would want me videotaping that. Well, you know, I think that that is untrue. I think that there's a lot of farmers and ranchers, organizations like the Animal Agriculture Alliance, who are striving to be transparent and to help consumers understand where their food comes from. However, we're running up against staunch opposition and activist organizations like Mercy for Animals, activist journalists who are going in and who are really mistreating this video footage, who are taking footage for weeks and months, they're holding it, then they're releasing it, as I said before, at a politically opportune time. And this video footage is often spliced together from footage from 10, 20 years ago that they use in these videos. They're running a false narrative with a lot of these images.
Will Potter, that's a serious charge that Emily Meredith is making, that most of it is false, the videotape.
It is a serious charge, and I would love to see any evidence of that. I'm sure prosecutors would as well, as they've brought criminal charges in these cases, not from footage from 10 or 20 years ago, but of things that happened months ago that have immediately led to criminal investigations. If there are allegations of any of this footage being manipulated or staged or doctored in any way, I would love to see it from anyone in the industry. But they continue to make these claims without any evidence as to what is actually happening. And to talk about transparency in this way is really interesting to me, because this industry is behind attempts to keep consumers in the dark. And then the Animal Agriculture Alliance, for example, is holding a conference about those attempts, and then at the same time denying access to reporters such as myself. My credentials were refused, who are trying to attend and learn about their efforts. So at every step of the way, they're trying to keep the public in the dark, they're trying to keep consumers in the dark, and they're trying to make all of us unaware of what's actually happening.
Emily Meredith, your response and the significance of the meeting that you'll be having in Virginia coming up on May 1st to 2nd at the Western Arlington Gateway, activists at the door protecting animals, farms, food and consumer confidence.
Well, I want to say first that the industry is not trying to keep consumers in the dark. They have made a lot of efforts to be more transparent, to communicate about things. And in fact, these bills, I want to emphasize this point, mandate reporting. They want you to see it, they want you to stop it, and they want you to say something. They don't want you to hold the footage. As I said before, a lot of this footage is never even turned over to prosecuting authorities until the farm families and the owners of these facilities turn it over themselves. And that has happened in numerous cases. The second thing I want to make a point about is that after a lot of these videos are released, these farms themselves are going to independent review panels, and having these videos reviewed by known humane handling experts like, for instance, Dr. Temple Grandin. And I want to make this point very clear. When that review panel asks for the full footage, let's say that the activist organization was in a facility for 3 weeks or 3 months, review panel, which includes experts, they ask for the full footage, they're not turned that full footage over. The activist community does not want that review panel to see the full footage. And in my mind, that's because
we're going to
have
to leave it there. Emily Meredith, I want to thank you for being with us, of the Animal Agriculture Alliance, and Will Potter, freelance reporter, author of Green is the New Red. We will look at the case of Daniel McGowan after our show, and we'll post it at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Burke, Renee Feltzer, Amate Nimrichek, Steve Martinez, Sam Alkoff. We also have a job opening at Democracy Now! Check our website, democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Aaron Mate. Democracy Now! Is a listener-supported grassroots global news hour. You make it possible when you donate at democracynow.org. Thank you so much.
Hear WUSB Concert Billboard for Sunday, April 7th. Daryl Purpose will be at the University Cafe right here, Stony Brook University. Green Day will be at the Barclays Center. Atlantic Wind Symphony will be at the Patchogue Theater, 3 p.m. Brett Michaels, Circle 65, will be at the Emporium in Patchogue, 7:30. The Matt and Amy Band will be at the Middle Country Beer Garden in Center Reach. The Bell House welcomes The Fix, at 8. The Dirty Bourbon River Show will be at the Brooklyn Bowl in Brooklyn. Gene Casey and the Loan Sharks, Miles to Dayton, who are those guys, will be at Hogs and Hot Rods, Rock the Shelter, 12 noon, downtown Riverhead on the riverfront. Session 99 will be at Big Daddy's for a brunch show, 12 noon. The King Cobras will be at Big Daddy's in Massapequa, 6 p.m. Your concert billboard for Monday, April 8th. Rodney Green Trio will be at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. Freddie Johnson with Pete Donnelly of the Figs will be at the Rockwood Music Hall, Stage 1, 6:30. Nick Waterhouse will be at the Brooklyn Bowl, 9 p.m. Your concert billboard for Tuesday, April 9th. Chris Brown and Kate Fenner will be at the Rockwood Music Hall, Stage 1, 7 p.m. Pete Valera and the Jump Blues Bands featuring Sweet Georgia Brown will be at the Iridium for two shows, 8 and 10 p.m. Last Supper featuring Big Daddy Kane will be at the Brooklyn Bowl in Brooklyn, 8 p.m. Live Art Fusion with music by Chris Laybourne plus 12 artists simultaneously painting at K.J. Farrell's in Belmore, 7 p.m. From huge arenas to intimate coffee houses, you'll hear who's performing inside them on WUSB's concert billboard, both on air and online at wusb.fm/CBB.
And you are listening to radio station WUSB, Stony Brook. It's time once again for Off the Wall. Thank you. And a very good evening, everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this delightfully hot Tuesday afternoon slash evening. Greetings, Finn.
Greetings. Yeah, it's a little thick out there.
It's
today.
Ridiculous. No, I wasn't ready for this. I would like a transition, please. not something this abrupt and sudden. This is how people get sick, you know? Everyone gets sick when the temperature suddenly goes from, you know, just above freezing to 80 Fahrenheit. No, that's not right. But you know what? I was wandering around yesterday, and it was another warm day yesterday. I think it was in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I found snow. There was still snow on the ground in some places.
Where was this?
In St. James.
Really?
Yeah. Certain industrial parking lot.
Oh, because
they had piled it up. Don't ask why I was doing... Yeah, but that's what they do. They piled up into mountains. And
I'm not asking what you do in parking
lot. It takes forever for it to melt, and maybe even today there's still some snow left. So that gives you an idea how much snow we got out here, that it's 80 degrees and it's still on the ground. Not really on the ground, but you can find little spots.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very little spots, and they might be completely gone now. Here we are again for another fundraising edition of Off the Wall.
Yay!
But it's not going to be as bad as it sounds. Well, it shouldn't be anyway. We have something special that we're going to be announcing just a little bit. I almost barely didn't get here because, you know, I went on this tirade last week on the other radio show about smartphones. I was online at the coffee shop, that's a funny word for it, the coffee industrial complex down the hall, you know,
yes.
And the girl in front of me was glued to her smartphone. I don't know what she was doing on it, but she just kept stopping and a gap would develop in the line. It was a long line, but, you know, a big gap, and I was worried people were going to start cutting in front of her. I didn't know what to do, you know, you sort of like... shove into her a little bit, do that, you know, get her attention, maybe throw a ball in front of her so she gets woken up to that. Finally, I just sort of waited for somebody at the counter to sort of, you know, when we got closer to indicate, hello, wake up. And the guy behind me was doing the same thing, except he kept bumping into me, you know? Why couldn't they have been switched, those two people? You know, it's just...
Well, he was bumping into you because he was frustrated with her.
No, but he was on his... He was looking at his phone, too. He wasn't looking where he was going. He kept bumping into me. I don't... you know, this is why I go on tirades, because it makes people moronic, these devices. They just... They don't pay attention to what's going on around them. And, yeah, sometimes you want to escape, but that's what drugs are for God's sake, not phones.
That's right.
Kids, that's not what drugs are for. Drugs are for adults. No, wait, that came out wrong, too. What can you say about drugs that's acceptable these days? Go watch public TV and learn about it there.
There are drugs. That's what you can say.
There are drugs, yes, but they're for people in other countries.
That's right.
Not people in America.
Or certain other states.
We have more important things to do, like guarding the world against dissent
drugs.
And things like that. Yeah, and drugs, yes, that too. So as I mentioned, we do have this special fundraiser for Dionne Warwick, and... That's what we are raising money for. Do you know that, you look kind of shocked, Finn, but that I thought that was the understanding. When you said fundraiser, come in for a fundraiser today, I've read that she is, of course, as we all know, one of the most recognizable pop voices of the 1960s. She has filed for bankruptcy. She has more than $10 million in tax debt dating back to 1991. Can you imagine owing $10 million in tax debt?
Yeah, it's not something you don't notice as it goes along.
She's down to her last $1,000 in cash,
oh.
And she only owns furniture and clothing worth about $1,500.
Oh.
And that's according to the Chapter 7 filing in New Jersey. I took the liberty of perusing that before the show.
And she lives in New Jersey.
And she lives in New Jersey.
It's a hardship case.
Yeah. And do you know she was the aunt of the late Whitney Houston? I didn't know that.
I did know that.
Wow. Well, they didn't know she was in debt for $10 million in tax debt.
No.
So basically, she owes $7 million to the IRS, $3 million to the state of California, another $500,000 owed to a lawyer and a business manager. You know, if she could just maybe do a concert or something, maybe that would a benefit concert for herself. What do you think about that?
I think that's a good idea.
But you know, for those of you that might not know the recognizable sounds of Dionne Warwick, this is what a very familiar song here.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by. Walk on by.
Wait a minute.
Make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private. 'Cause each time I see you, I'll break down and cry.
Okay, so what I'm getting from this is that we shouldn't be doing this. We should be leaving her alone. She wants us just to ignore her tears and pain. And what, Dion, you did say it, you know, so I assume you meant it. Mixed messages, Finn.
I think so. And notice you didn't play Do You Know the Way to San Jose because she owes so much money in California.
Well, yeah, I don't think she wants to go back to San Jose because, $3 million in the hole. Okay, that's enough, Dion. Let's back up with the theme. Oh, by the way, somebody called right before the show, and we didn't know the answer to this. I feel like an idiot because I was talking to you about premiums, and someone called up to ask exactly who this was. I forgot the name, but the name is Alec Karis. That's spelled A-L-E-C-K-K-A-R-I-S, two words, and doing a cover of course, Philip Glass. I just don't have this information at my fingertips all the time.
I understand.
I have to look things up occasionally. It's just the nature of information. You can't store everything in your brain. Well, maybe you can, but you can't access it.
Right. The download time takes a while sometimes.
I knew I had a pointer in my brain to go to a website to find out who that was.
Yeah. So you had your information on how to gather the information.
It's safe space to just have an index file there instead of the actual database file. So
that's right.
That's what I did.
Follow the link.
North Korea, Finn.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
What do I think about the North Korean situation?
The situation, let's discuss this. Let's get right into it.
I find the posturing on all sides kind of amazing and interesting and dangerous.
That's kind of nebulous.
Yes.
But what do you make of it? Do you think it's there's a real danger? Do you think that something's going to happen? Something's not going to happen? You know,
I don't think much is actually. I don't think something's going to happen. I do think that, however, that there is a real and legitimate danger, and but I think the danger is also provocation on the parts of others between ourselves and whoever else posturing against the North Koreans, because I think that if there's a very there's a very fine line there that can be tripped and. Once that trip happens, there may, be a big, big problem.
Well, what I see, I'm listening to commercial radio.
And you have been there.
And I've been there. Yeah, someone who's been there. I feel I can say a few things that most people can't say because they haven't actually talked to the people. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding myself. I know I didn't talk to the people. I didn't go out into the fields and interview workers and things like that. But I did talk to more North Koreans than most people did. So I can sort of... weigh in my head sincerity levels and what's shiftiness in eyes and things like that if someone is not telling you the complete truth and various things like that. I've seen a number of documentaries. I've read all kinds of things about the place. It's fascinating. It really is. And mm-hmm. I went there because, like I said, it's like going to another planet. Having been there, I have a little bit of insight as to what they're all about. And having listened to commercial radio and watched some of the cable networks and things like that, I just see this hysteria that I'm looking at CNN right now. North Korea could fire at any time, believes U.S. Now, a headline like that is just designed to get you into a panic. Now, what it's all about, and this is my opinion. This is what my opinion based on my interactions, my experiences, mm-hmm. and reading all of this and just seeing what's happened in history. What I believe is happening here, it's all marketing. It's all marketing on North Korea's part. I mean, what are we doing now? We're talking about them. They're in the headlines. They're the headline on CNN. They've been the headline on CNN now for days. And it's all based on rhetoric and talk and things like that, angry words. And nobody is better at expressing themselves with angry words than North Korea. We've talked about this on this program before.
Right.
And they have the flowery speech down to a T, and they do it better than anybody who's a native speaker of English. If you get insulted by whoever writes those North Korean dispatches, you are schooled. You really are. You are put in your place at that particular moment. I almost want to be insulted because it's such a feather in one's cap. So they've been doing that now. The theory is that Kim Jong-un, the new leader, the youngest leader in the world, by the way, I think he's only 29
mm-hmm.
or 30, so somewhere in that area, a mere child in the political scheme of things. He has to get some kind of legitimacy. And in order to do that, he has to win the respect of his generals and the military. And And threats are one way of doing that.
Rattle some sabers and you get some attention and respect. That's
the
argument.
We sort of went through that with George W. Bush. That's what he was trying to do in the whole Iraq debacle. Mm-hmm. And you'll find leaders tend to do that sort of thing. And in North Korea, it's no different. So this all started when the United Nations imposed more sanctions on North Korea after daring to fire a missile. Or was it not? Was it the satellite that they launched? They successfully launched a satellite. Whatever it is. And whatever they do, they're not allowed to do that.
Right.
You know, if they test fire a pistol, someone's going to say, no, you can't. We can do that, but you can't do that. You can't have a nuclear power plant. You can't have a missile that goes up in the air. You can't go into space. And, you know, regardless of the regime, regardless of what we feel about the regime, who are we to tell other countries what they can and cannot do when we're doing the exact same thing? You know, it's going to piss people off, and that's exactly what it's done. And in that particular regard, I agree with them that we've got no business. Now, that said, I'm very uncomfortable with anyone having nuclear weapons of any sort or developing them. I think there should be something global that is adhered to by everybody. I'm more concerned with the thousands of warheads that we've got lying around and that were over in Russia and now in various other places. And Israel has them too, and you know they could actually wind up using them for some purpose. So there's lots of reasons to be concerned. It's a global issue, not a North Korean issue. And I think what North Korea feels, what the government feels, is that they're being picked upon. And you know, try this, kids. Go to school, pick on a kid. All right, just get together and everybody pick on a kid and see the kinds of things that he does or she does. You know, they'll start saying all sorts of nasty words, probably, or being kind of hysterical, or just lashing out, or you know, alternatively, if you don't want to do that to a kid, or if maybe you're not a kid yourself and you don't have access to schoolyards, do it to a stray dog. You know, corner a stray dog and pick on that dog and make sure that they have no way of getting away, and just keep mocking them, and eventually they're going to lash out at you. Maybe not in words, maybe in something a lot worse than that. It's a tactic. It's a tactic that I think bullies use on smaller entities. And that's what we're seeing here. Now, it might seem strange to call the United States a bully in the case of North Korea, since they're the ones saying all these nasty things, but they are just words. They are just words. And who is it that decimated whose country exactly?
Right.
How many bombs did North Korea drop on America? How many bombs did America drop on North Korea? Pretty much all of them. They flattened the place. Only the city of Kaesong was left standing. And in fact, that city had been part of South Korea before the war. So every other city had been completely leveled. Every other city has been rebuilt from scratch. So, you know, there's a little bit of bitterness there. And I think that we do well to understand that and try to realize why we are considered such an enemy. And also to look at the fact that they look at their border with South Korea and they see some South Korean troops, but they also see American troops.
Right.
And that really kind of rubs them the wrong way, because it's Korea on both sides and there are Americans staring them in the face.
Right.
So these are things to consider. Now, it's got nothing to do with horrible conditions within the country or torture of dissidents or things like that. Those are definitely issues to deal with. But I don't think it's a consideration that you can't even address other issues until that's dealt with, because that's never going to happen. So in this particular case, we're seeing the North Koreans basically manipulating and having a lot of fun doing it at the same time. They supposedly were moving missiles around to test fire another one, and now they're saying that they don't seem to be doing that. And I think they're just sitting back and watching the various headlines, assuming they can get access. To see just how badly we fall for it, and this whole thing could be resolved pretty easily. You know, they want to be part of the game. You know, they want to be included in conversations and not always victimized. And I can say, having been there, they are very true to their word. If they say they're going to help you in a particular way or take you to a certain place, they tend to do that. They're very serious about honor and respecting their guests, people that have come to visit them, for instance. I got the feeling they would lay down their lives to protect us. That's how it seemed.
As individuals, right.
Yeah.
As visitors, right.
So by definition, they are not bad people. They're in a bad situation.
No, they're human beings just like everyone
exactly.
else.
Exactly. And there are a number of documentaries that you can see this. If you look carefully, you can see actual interactions with real people, and you see, hey, they're similar to us. They might not be just like us, but they are similar. And in other cases, you'll just see little hidden elements of life. When we were driving around on a bus in North Korea, and we were just waving at kids, and they were waving back. It was the most beautiful thing in the world, just making that contact. That's all it was, just waving back and forth between centuries and many thousands of miles and things like that. There is a connection that you can make. And I think in situations like this, it's vital to make that connection. Not think about all the things that have to be resolved, because, yeah, they will be resolved at some point. They have to be, but they won't be resolved by making all kinds of demands. And what you have to understand also is that who do you think would benefit from the fall of North Korea? I mean, give a wild guess, Finn. Who do you think might benefit?
That would be American corporations moving into the North and having a wider economic base like they do in the South.
Well,
among others.
You could say that, but if that were true, then there would no longer be a need for American bases in that particular part of the world.
Well.
So.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
We would have no need for many thousands of troops in South Korea. Yeah, it would be massing, I suppose, against China, but
exactly.
It would be kind of, kind of an escalation, I think, to make it just about China.
So who do you think benefits the most?
I don't think anybody benefits. North Korea certainly doesn't benefit because, their regime would fall. South Korea would not benefit because they would have to be the ones to shoulder the cost, the tremendous cost of assimilating people from the North who are vastly different than people from the South. Very unlike East and West Germany, there was a difference there, but not nearly as much. And that cost West Germany a fortune. And believe me, the South does not want that. China, do you think they want a nuclear power?
No.
That is now run by the West on their doorstep? No, they don't want it either. So the status quo, it's what we all want. We all want it to stay sort of the same, to keep North Korea down and to have them be a little crazy. But have ultimate control of the situation. But, you know, the real victims are the people. So we have to think about, smooth transitions into better things for them.
Mm-hmm. Do we think that the current American posturing, step up, step back a little bit, is part of a plan to push a button to do something and then giving us an excuse to move in? Or do you think it is actually to maintain the status quo?
What I've seen so far, what the Americans have done is basically held back a little bit. They were supposed to send some kind of intercontinental ballistic missile test, and they decided to postpone that because it could be misinterpreted. And here's the thing. This is the opening for North Korea if they choose to take it, because already people on the right are criticizing Obama, saying that he's kowtowing to the North Koreans and has chickened out and isn't going to do this. It's actually a very intelligent move. You don't want to send a bad signal in a volatile situation like that. And we lose nothing by postponing this.
Right.
So having the reaction, though, against him, all North Korea has to do is point to Fox News and say, hey, look, we defeated America because now they're backing down. Kim Jong-un just has to show that to his generals and his people, and they can get on with another parade and go back to normal.
They do like their parades.
They love parades. I got to say.
And who doesn't?
Well, they do better parades than anybody. They do better mass games than anybody. There is so much that they have to offer if the door was just simply opened. And again, you know, I know a lot of people are rolling their eyes saying, how can you possibly open doors to such a horrible regime? That's how regimes change, with open doors, not with closed doors.
Right.
That's how it changed in the Iron Curtain countries. That's how the Soviet Union fell, because there was more contact. And we need that. We need that. And, you know, you can go to North Korea. Finn, you can go to North Korea, too. It used to be Americans couldn't go, and it wasn't an American restriction. It was a North Korean restriction, but that's been lifted, and Americans are – you'll be watched a lot more carefully than people in – who would dare to message me now? probably people saying, stop talking about North Korea. You're getting everybody in trouble. You can go, and you'll be watched, obviously. You'll be with a group of people. If you can handle that, it's well worth it. It's well worth it because you'll just get a perspective. And I strongly advise just listening, keeping your mouth shut, not getting into debates, because you'll get people into trouble. Yeah, it's that bad, where people will get into trouble if you take too many liberties, because they were supposed to be the ones handling you. You'll actually open up your eyes to a lot of things and maybe come back with a better way of having dialogue with people that we're so radically different from. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my perspective on it all. It was interesting. It was very interesting going there. I wouldn't mind going again, to be honest, seeing more, because there's always more to see. You know, we saw quite a bit. We saw a lot of Pyongyang in the capital. We went mm-hmm. down to Kaesong, as I mentioned, down in the south, and went up to Mount I forget the name of the mountain, the holy mountain up north. But that's like a pilgrimage that North Koreans take to see the alleged birthplace of Kim Jong-il and other people. And that's another thing. You know, if you watch these documentaries, and just watch newscasts or read news stories, invariably you'll see basically ridicule pointed at the North Koreans. I'm not saying it's not deserved, but for telling stories like, when Kim Il-sung died in the early 1990s, a bunch of birds came and were here to carry his body away into the heavens, but because the people were weeping so dramatically, they decided to let him lie in state and forever in a mausoleum. Yeah, it's funny, but, you know, is it that different than stories of our leading religions, you know? Coming back from the dead and virgins giving birth and oil lasting forever and all kinds of fabled stories that we have. It's a story. I think people aren't stupid enough to actually believe that's happening. It's a romanticization of somebody who's dearly beloved. And that's something else you have to understand. Even the people who escaped from North Korea hold Kim Il-sung in high reverence. So you have to understand that. You have to respect that. And once you do, then you can deal with it. Then you can have the dialogue.
Yeah, we have the leader mythologies here as well. I mean, you have George Washington and the cherry tree, and he can't tell a lie. And
Kim Il-sung is George Washington plus Jesus Christ.
That's right.
All together. It is a deeply religious country, even though they have no churches.
Right.
You know, because they are very devout, very, very faithful. And you have to basically accept people on those terms before you can ever have any kind of a progress of any sort. I just don't see us doing that. I see us just wanting this conflict to continue. And as I mentioned, it's to our advantage to have it continue, you know, to otherwise would cost a fortune to integrate the country. And we'd lose a lot of reason to have a lot of military presence. So, yeah, it's in our interests. It's in, I think, everyone's interests. We're all sort of playing the same game. And it's time for things to change a little bit, for people's lives to improve. So that's my perspective. And I guess it kind of leads into what we're offering tonight, because we are offering something that is unique. We've never offered this before. But and I'm surprised we never offered this before.
Me too.
Seeing as how we are WUSB.
That's right.
The most dangerous station in the nation. It's because we have a lot of sharp edges. We're the ones who get hurt more than anybody else. we have, for people who call in tonight, for a pledge of $100, 631-632-6901. I'm nervous saying this. We have. You want to tell people?
Well, I believe you have a copy of every off-the-wall program ever done right here on these airwaves.
In broadcast quality, not in what we have online. Online we have 16 kilobits per second, which is, it sounds like an AM radio. This sounds like an FM radio, like maybe what you're listening to right now.
How many hours of programming is that?
Oh, it's a lot. Well, we started in 2003. We've been on pretty much every week since.
Every show of Off the Wall,
including the shows when we went to North Korea. And I had a recorder with me. I was recording things. Actually, you know, they didn't know I was doing that. So a great personal risk, maybe. And Cuba as well. And of course, all the places that I went to with Kyle and various other places. Since 2003, we talk about the Gulf War, the coming Gulf War, and Afghanistan, and all sorts of things. And, of course, phone calls as well. This all comes on, and this is the best part of all, on a USB stick. Yeah.
You get all these shows on a USB stick?
A WUSB USB stick.
Oh, wow.
This is the part I can't believe no one's ever offered before. Yes, an official USB USB stick. We're the only station, except for maybe KUSB, and they're out in California somewhere. I don't know anything about them. But we're the only station that can really offer that and say that that's true. That's an official USB stick.
So how much is this for?
And it's for a pledge of $100 to 631-632-6901.
631-632-6901. You get a copy of every show of Off the Wall for a pledge of $100.
And we've never offered this before. Offered this before. And one of the reasons is because it took a lot of work to get everything into the right format, to get all the files named properly and reorganized from what we have up on the website, which is kind of scattered all over the place.
So all the road trips, everything else is on there?
It's all on there. And unlike the other radio show, when we go on the road, we take recording equipment with us, so it sounds much better. So you actually hear, you hear birds twittering in the in the trees and things like that. You hear sounds of North Korea. You hear people walking in the street.
631-632-6901. A $100 pledge to WUSB gets you a WUSB USB featuring all of the programs, all of the programs of Off the Wall that have ever been on the air here. 631-632-6901. Give us a call.
And let me also point out that this USB stick that you're getting, or thumb drive, or whatever it is you call the things, it's 32 gigs in size. Okay, so it's a pretty sizable USB stick you're getting there. And what you can do is you can take all the files from there and copy them onto your computer. They're completely not copy protected in any way. And we encourage people to share them. And then you have a 32-gig memory stick, which is not a bad thing to have.
Yeah.
You can carry all sorts of things with you all the time or transfer things. So it's really a super win situation for everybody. We're donating the USB thumb drives to WUSB because it seems the appropriate thing to do. And we're getting together all the radio shows.
631-632-6901. Call right now. I'll answer your phone call, and you can make a pledge and get all of the shows, all of the editions of Off the Wall, dating back till forever. 631-632-6901.
And if you go to www.2600.com/off-the-wall, you can see for yourself just how many shows there are and all the things that we talk about, because it's all summarized up there, every single episode. What you'll be getting with this particular pledge, 631-632-6901, is something of a much higher quality, something that is FM sound quality, and most importantly, you don't have to spend forever downloading the things. You know, they're huge. When you have 32 gigs, I never tried to copy 32 gigs. Not that it's even online, but if it were, it would take a long, long time. So 631-632-6901, you'll get that 32-gig USB drive. That alone, just getting a USB drive from USB.
That size.
Yeah. Nobody else can do that, except for, as I said, that one other station.
Yeah, now, and also, when you get it, you can reference the shows. You can look to see what they're all about right on the 2600 site. So if people are not sure what's going to be on them, they can, just reference it right there so they can find the show that they're looking for.
You can randomize. You don't know what you're going to hear next.
631-632-6901. Pledge of $100 only for this next 23 minutes or so. Get you a copy of all the episodes of Off the Wall that have been broadcast on WUSB. Hundreds of them. 631-632-6901.
Hundreds, really? Wow!
I think it's got to be right.
Well, let's say we do an average of maybe 50. Well, probably a little. Yeah, about 50 shows a year.
There you go.
We've been on for 10 years, over 10 years. Well, just about 10 years actually. No, it's just over 10 years because we started in early 2003. So 50 times 10. That's 5,000 shows.
No, yeah.
No way.
That would be more like 500 shows.
500 shows. Oh boy. I was going to say, what have I done with my life?
631-632-6901. You can only get this for the next 20 minutes or so. Make a call. Make a pledge right now to WUSB. All the versions of Off the Wall, all the editions, all the broadcasts, 631-632-6901. Give us a call right now.
And one thing I was doing when I was doing a lot of work the other week, I was listening to my around the world trip that it took about, 2-3 months. Started off on the Queen Mary 2 in New York and took it over to England, and took a train over to Holland, and then another train all the way to China, then a boat to Japan, then a freighter to California, then a train across this country to the United States, mm-hmm. or to New York. And all of that was recorded in one form or another, and we captured it. We broadcast it on these radio waves, and it's what you'll get for a pledge of $100 in addition to so many other things.
631-632-6901.
Can't help but notice that the phones aren't ringing.
I'm telling you, this is a deal that can't be topped, I think.
I don't think it can be. If you're looking for better, I don't think you're going to find it. Not from here, anyway. Not from this radio show.
You're going to get a WUSB labeled drive. You're going to get it is a USB. It's a flash drive. It's 32 gigs on it, and it has all of the editions of Off the Wall that have ever been broadcast. At this show you're listening to right now, 631-632-6901. $100 gets you a copy, plus the peace of mind knowing that you are supporting Off the Wall as well as WUSB Stony Brook. 631-632-6901.
And, you know, like any talk show that has an archive, it's a real time capsule as to what's going on in the world. We've seen so many things change over the years here at this particular radio station in this particular time slot. We've seen the Bush years turn into the Obama years. We've seen the effects of the Patriot Act. The whole RNC thing where I got arrested at the Republican convention. You'll hear the audio from that, from inside the massive holding area.
Wow.
Where I was recording surreptitiously. That's not available anyplace else, not in that quality anyway. So there's all sorts of history, personal history for me, things that really make me marvel, but also just history of the world and discussions, debates, going back and forth with listeners and things like that. It's all there. It's all there. It's an amazing bit of history, and it's yours. But the most important thing to remember is that by calling up, you're supporting the radio station, and that enables this place to be here in the future for more history. And not just for me, but for all kinds of people that have yet to walk through these doors. And do radio for the first time. Having this place there for them is probably the most important thing that we can achieve.
631-632-6901. We need you guys to light up those phones there. Make a couple of calls right now.
Well, just make one call.
It's a great gift. It's you have your friends who are fans of the show. Get them a copy of this wonderful collection of all of the editions of Off the Wall, all of them, mm-hmm. on one flash drive, 631-632-6901.
Yeah, it's something that literally one person would make this hour worthwhile. And what I mean by that is we have a goal. We have a very piddling goal, I think, in regards to most radio stations, certainly the other radio station, this would be laughed at because, well, we are in New York City. We have a much smaller signal area here, and a lot of people listen after the show has aired. And if you're one of those people, write to us, otw@2600.com, we might be able to figure out a way to extend this deal to you if you listen to us later on in the future. But less and less people are able to actually hear this program live. It's very different than the other show. And that's why it's more of an intimate type of an audience that we speak to here. It's a cool thing, though. It's something that I enjoy because you feel like you're part of a family of broadcasters and listeners. And we're always struggling. We're always struggling to make it through. And we have this move that's coming up in the next couple of years where we're going to have a new facility somewhere. We still don't know exactly where, but that's going to be a major turning point in USB's history. So that's something else that you can be a part of by having a collection of USB's history right there literally in your hand. You can hold it in your hand. You'll be prepared for the things that come in the future. And just so you know, the USB stick from USB, we need a better way to say that, a more clever way to articulate that. Yes, in fact, it's a USB stick from WUSB. Maybe just a WUSB stick, let's call it that, or something. Where am I going? I'm being distracted because Finn's in the other room, and I think he's taking a pledge. I hope he's taking a pledge. We basically have this this USB stick that contains every show from the beginning of our broadcast history on this particular time slot in 2003 until this particular program right now. In fact, this will be the last program that shows up on that USB stick. Yeah, so in case you wanted to know where it ends, that's where it ends. It ends with this show tonight. So people who call in, 631-632-6901, we'll get that amount of shows. Now, Finn is off the phone and coming back here, hopefully. And maybe we have some good news. Would be nice if we did. It'd be pretty bad if we didn't.
Well, no, we do.
We have some good news?
Sure. We'd like to thank Tom in Lake Grove, who's going to be getting a USB stick with all of the WUSB USB stick.
We got to think of a better way to say this.
Yeah, we'll come up with it.
I was thinking WUSB stick, but that's, I don't know if that sounds that good.
There's other words that can come after that, which we don't want anybody to say. WUSB USB stick. And Tom is getting all of the off-the-wall programs.
And Tom is getting this program, too, which mentions his name.
There you go. Tom is – that's right. We'll say it again. Tom
– from Lake Grove.
From Lake Grove is going to get not only this show, but all the shows. You can join Tom right now, 631-632-6901. I know Emmanuel's been sweating it out, getting all these things ready.
Well, it's 80 degrees. That's why I'm sweating it out.
Getting it all on the USB sticks, prepared.
You're not so dry yourself, you know.
For this very special Radiothon Premium right now, 631-632-6901. My show starts in 15 minutes, and when my show starts, this is no longer available.
You know what I'm going to do for Tom? Because we appreciate this so much, and thank you, Tom, for that pledge, because that puts us over our goal for this hour. And another person calling in would put us over our goal for next couple of weeks, which would be great. There's a call coming in now, so maybe that we'll achieve that. 631-632-6901. But Tom, we're gonna talk about Lake Grove because you're from Lake Grove, so your town deserves some recognition. It's a village in Suffolk County, New York. Yes, I've gone to Wikipedia. As of 2010, their population was 11,163. Now, let's see. Why is it called Lake Grove? That's what I'd really like to know. Well, during the early 20th century, Lake Ronkonkoma became a popular area for recreation, which prompted many small summer houses built on private roads of Lake Grove. In 1921, a new post office was erected in the eastern part of the area and given the name of Center Reach. The next significant housing development built in Lake Grove was called Brook Lawn and was located on Stony Brook Road, which later grew into Stony Brook. How do you like that? More developments followed, and the population of Lake Grove increased rapidly. And in 1954, a newly built Narragansett Highway created a major commercial crossroad in Lake Grove, which prompted the construction of the Smith Haven Mall in 1968, which made the local residents become concerned about the impact of new businesses and increased traffic in their community. In order to gain local control of the zoning and planning, Lake Grove was incorporated by a vote of, what's the vote, Finn? Do you know?
No, what was the vote?
552 to 332.
I knew that.
On September 9th, 1968. It was a mandate, I think. I'm still trying to figure out why it's called Lake Grove, though. Maybe because it's adjacent to Lake Ronkonkoma. I'm not really sure. That's what we know about Lake Grove. And you know what? If you call up, we will talk about your town as well, where you're from. So that's
absolutely. 631-632-6901. We have a little more than 10 minutes left for this very special premium, the WUSB USB stick. You can get all the shows on Off the Wall, including this one. 631-632-6901. Hundreds of shows, like 500 shows. 631-632-6901. All on 132 gig. WUSB stick for a pledge of $100 to WUSB, of course. 631-632-6901. Join Tom and other callers and make a pledge right now.
So I'm doing the arithmetic here, and let's say that there are 500 shows, and we're asking for a $100 pledge to get all 500 shows. There's more than 500, I think.
I think so, too.
So what you do is you divide... you divide 100 into 500, or you divide 500 into 100 to find out the cost per show that we're...
You're not really asking me this question,
right? I don't know. I think it's like 20 cents a show. Yeah, that's what it is, right? Because five shows would be a dollar, and then you multiply that by 100, and that's $100. One times 100 is 100. I can't believe I had to figure that out. Brilliant. Yeah, one times 100 is 100.
And he's writing it down and using his fingers, folks.
I went to this school, too. I didn't take a math course, granted.
631-632-6901. Get yourself a copy of all of the off-the-wall broadcasts on a single WUSB stick. You can either keep them all on there, or you can clear it, download it, and have a wonderful 32-gig drive. Clear drive for yourself. 631-632-6901.
You can smuggle the USB drive into any facility. Basically, it will be undetected. If you want to get it, say, to a prisoner or something like that, or into a hostile regime, you can probably just keep it in the back of your throat or something and not swallow it, or stick it someplace else that, well, I'm not going to suggest.
That's why they call it a stick.
Of course, you'll need a computer or some kind of device that can that has a USB input to stick the thing in to read the actual files. But, a lot of devices have that now.
I've heard that.
631-632-6901. Can we get one more call? I would like one more call.
I think we need it. And 631-632-6901. Not only do you get all the shows, but you also get the good feeling of helping this station. And what a return. What a return for your money. Not only great radio, week after week, hour after hour, day after day.
Well, I don't know if it's always great.
Some of those.
Well, I wouldn't score that for you. I'd say most of them, but not some of them. I mean,
plus, of course, all the shows you get, hours and hundreds of hours of programming. 631-632-6901.
Yeah, something else that we do when we go to foreign countries, we record the radio from their FM radio waves, and we've played that many times. And many songs have become very popular with people here because they hear them. And where else would you ever hear something like that? In fact, we broadcast a lot of North Korean radio, which I thought was kind of interesting as well. So many different little things that we've done. We've recorded driving in cars and flying in airplanes and all sorts. Just imagine the weirdest place you could possibly be recording radio. And we've either done it or we've seriously thought of doing it.
I loved it when you guys were, where were you? You were in the tunnel? By the silos.
The tunnel by the silo. You mean for...
I don't know. You clear it up for me.
There was a hacker camp, tour camp in 2009. Is that what
Not in the camp. You guys were someplace rural somewhere in Europe. In a tunnel you had a pass between that went underneath something. Not too many people knew about it.
Oh, wow, that sounds fascinating. I want to hear this.
It's a great story.
I don't remember everything we did.
If you remember it out there, 631-632-6901, for a pledge of $100, you can listen to it and refresh our memory.
This is handy for me, too, because sometimes my memory does get wiped, and this is a way to restore it and figure out just what it was I did. I went through a tunnel between one place and... Well, that's what tunnels do.
Was it in Ireland? Scotland? Britain?
Oh, yeah, there was a time in Ireland. There was a time in... It was also 2009. We were going from one part of we were going in a train tunnel.
That's it.
Yeah, I forget if there.
But
were,
you were walking through it.
I think there were no trains. I'm pretty sure there. Right. Yeah, there's and we knew that.
Yes,
but there was some. Yeah, I have to listen to that show again. But I do remember that. That was in 2009, summer 2009.
Just take out the stick and put it in.
It is funny because you said something about silos. It was actually within a week or two of being at tour camp where the silos were in Washington State.
631-632-6901. You can learn more than we will ever know about Off the Wall. And have all the copies and references and correct us when we make mistakes.
You can catch me in hypocritical reversals of stands that I take.
Which is an exciting thing to do.
One day I might say one thing, and then the next day I'll say something completely different. And you'll have the evidence right there to confront me with it, and I'll have nothing to say.
631-632-6901. A pledge of $100 gets you the WUSB USB stick. It will be emblazoned, I believe, with the WUSB lettering. And not only do you get that, but you also get all of the Off the Wall shows, 631-632-6901.
Most importantly, though, you get the radio station, you get WUSB. Whether you listen to us online, whether you listen to us in the future or from a foreign country, or whether you you tune us in on your FM radio somewhere in Suffolk County, it's an important, vital resource to have this place here. Rather than have what would replace us if we were not here. And that could be all sorts of things. Could be a religious station, could be an NPR station, could be just something that you hear many, many other times. And all you have to do is turn around and you'll hear the same thing over and over again all throughout the FM dial in various parts of the country.
How much time we have left, Emmanuel?
We have just about 8 minutes left.
But we have seven, eight minutes left. You guys need to call us. This is gone after this. Show is over in about 7 minutes. 631-632-6901 for all the shows that Off the Wall has ever broadcast on WUSB. 631-632-6901. $100 gets you that. All those shows, 631-632-6901.
I'm looking at the very first show here, which is February 18th, 2003. And as a summation up on our website, it's talking about what Off the Wall will be about, the technological advances at the radio station in the past few years, what Code Orange means, A record snowfall apparently hit us then. Emmanuel returns from a 12,000-mile voyage in a rental car.
Okay.
I don't even remember what that was all about. And all kinds of stories. A Japanese tourist gets into trouble in Florida. I don't know what that's all about. All sorts of – I could just read this forever, but we basically were cutting edge on so many things. And you can hear all these programs, have them all in your possession on one thumb drive, one USB thumb drive with USB content, 631-632-6901. One pledge, $100 is all it takes, and you'll have every single program that we've done.
Come on, we just need you to call right now, 631-632-6901. We only have a few minutes left.
Last week, I asked people to call who didn't plan on pledging, just to see if anybody was out there, because we weren't sure if the transmitter was working. Sometimes that happens. The lines filled up immediately. So it's, you know, I have to admit, that made me feel good. It made me feel good knowing there were people out there listening, right. Even though they didn't want to call in and pledge. Okay, fine. You know, I'm glad people are out there. I'm glad people care enough just to tune in the radio and listen and participate one way or another. What you have to understand is that, you know, we don't get nearly enough support from the university to keep the station running.
That's right.
That's why we need the community, and you're part of that community. To also pitch in, and we try to make it as painless as possible. Now, we're not saying you have to pledge $100. You can pledge any amount, but for this particular memory stick, which we're going out and buying ourselves, we're buying a bunch of them, and we're just going to spend a day copying all the radio programs onto them. For that particular amount, we're asking for a pledge of $100 because it's a pretty significant donation on our part. Every amount counts. It all adds up. And hopefully we'll make our goal for this particular fundraiser, and we'll have to do this for very much longer. And this radio station will be around for future generations.
631-632-6901.
We're only on the air for another minute or two. It would sure be nice if the phone rang, you know, in that time. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know it's all kinds of struggling and to survive these days in the economy, but... you're listening for a reason. Think of what you might have benefited from on this particular radio station, and think of where we might all be without it, because that's a very real possibility if we have no listeners, if we have no support.
Obviously, you guys out there are fans of Off the Wall like I am, and you know, listening all these years, even if you've listened only for a few weeks, it's a great, great, great program, always interesting. You never know what's going to happen. And it's just great radio. And you don't find that everywhere at all. 631-632-6901, a pledge of $100. Get you a copy of the WUSB flash drive containing all of the broadcasts. I said all of the broadcasts of Off the Wall. Give us a call. There's only another minute left.
I'm sorry. I was going through some papers. Yes, what he said is completely true and accurate. 631-632-6901. Oh, he's not in there. I thought I was talking to Finn, and he's not even in the room. Apparently, we got a phone call, which is great. Apologies, folks, because I certainly want to talk about issues and things like that. But the only reason we're able to do that in the first place is because people like you have called in the past and kept us afloat. It's not an easy thing to do. Either making that call, I know it's a sacrifice to donate money. I know that, but it's also not an easy thing to do to keep a radio station running. And the proof in that is simply to walk around wherever you are, listen to the FM dial, find a place, find a radio station that would open its doors to you, where you could walk in and start doing radio without any experience whatsoever, like I did when I came here. We need radio stations like WUSB around the world so that people can express themselves, so that we can get a diversity of opinions and experiences and things like that over the radio. Radio will always be relevant. It'll always be transmitted in one form or another, whether it's on the internet or on satellites or things like that. The important thing is to open doors and to have a place where people can come in and be a part of something bigger, where other people are broadcasting as well. That's what it's all about. That's the magic. 631-632-6901. Please join the caller who has called in, or who did call in, and maybe Finn will be on his way back here to say goodnight before we sign off and go into... Did we get another one?
We did, yeah. Apparently, Lake Grove is the financial capital of the world.
We got another call from Lake Grove. What are
Robert,
the odds of
Robert
that?
From Lake Grove called, made a very nice pledge to us.
I'm going to go to Lake Grove and do business there. That's how appreciative I am of the people from Lake Grove. I'm going to simply spend a day in Lake Grove, and just everything I buy that day will be Lake Grove.
We're going
to
be Lake Grove centric,
pouring dollars into Lake Grove. That's and I encourage our listeners to go to Lake Grove in droves and. I'm not sure what they have there exactly. Well, that's the mall, the Smith Haven. I'm telling people to go to a mall. Oh my God, what's happening to me?
Hey, look, I worked there for many years. I can't go to the mall, but I can go to other businesses there. I've been banned from the mall, I think.
Good for you. Good for you. We should all be banned from malls.
We should.
Finn, I'm out of time, and I'm going to encroach onto your time. I don't want to get you angry because you're.
Oh, you know my temper.
You're not pretty when you're angry. No, you're not. So I'm sorry. It's 1 minute before the show, and I have a 2.5 minute outro.
That's okay.
I want to play the outro because this is an example of something that I discovered just by exploring and by looking around. Sometimes you can find things, relics from the past. And this is a song from 1910 called Every Little Movement. And I swear to God, Homer Simpson is in this song. You can hear him singing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. This is just one of the things that you'll benefit from listening to Off the Wall.
631-632-6901.
All right, here's a vintage song from over 100 years ago here on WUSB. We'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Remember that phone number, 631-632-6901.
WUSB Concert Billboard for Sunday, April 7th. Daryl Purpose will be at the University Cafe right here, Stony Brook University. Green Day will be at the Barclays Center. Atlantic Wind Symphony will be at the Patchogue Theater, 3 p.m. Brett Michaels, Circle 65, will be at the Emporium in Patchogue, 7:30. The Matt and Amy Band will be at the Middle Country Beer Garden in Center Reach. The Bell House welcomes The Fix at 8. The Dirty Bourbon River Show will be at the Brooklyn Bowl in Brooklyn. Gene Casey and the Loan Sharks, Miles to Dayton, who are those guys, will be at Hogs and Hot Rods, Rock the Shelter, 12 noon, downtown Riverhead on the riverfront. Session 99 will be at Big Daddy's for a brunch show, 12 noon. The King Cobras will be at Big Daddy's in Massapequa, 6 p.m. Your concert billboard for Monday, April 8th. Rodney Green Trio will be at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. Freddie Johnson with Pete Donnelly of the Figs will be at the Rockwood Music Hall, Stage 1, 6:30. Nick Waterhouse will be at the Brooklyn Bowl, 9 p.m. Your concert billboard for Tuesday, April 9th. Chris Brown and Kate Fenner will be at the Rockwood Music Hall, Stage 1, 7 p.m. Pete Valera and the Jump Blues Bands featuring Sweet Georgia Brown will be at the Iridium for two shows, 8 and 10 p.m. Last Supper featuring Big Daddy Kane will be at the Brooklyn Bowl in Brooklyn, 8 p.m. Live Art Fusion with music by Chris Laybourne plus 12 artists simultaneously painting at K.J. Farrell's in Belmore, 7 p.m. From huge arenas to intimate coffee houses, you'll hear who's performing inside them on WUSB's concert billboard, both on air and online at wusb.fm/CBB.
Yeah, 631-632-6901. Finn with you, Finn's Revolution, until the 9 p.m. hour. Yes, that was Homer Simpson singing back in 1910, just earlier. Give us a call right now. A pledge of our special tonight is a pledge of $90.10. $90.10 to this station gets you a one-hour slot during this show. That means an hour, either 7 to 8 or 8 to 9 or 7:15 to 8:15, whatever we work out on the Tuesday night of your choice, okay, you know, barring preemptions and these other kinds of things. 631-632-6901, $90.10 gets you 1 hour of primetime radio. You can come on, have your band on, talk about your friends behind their backs, but in public. You can bring your accordion and play it. You can have your grandfather's punk rock band on. You can have your great-grandfather's Albanian hip-hop band on. You can do whatever you want. You can talk about what you do for a living as long as you don't mention prices. All those wonderful things. 631-632-6901. A pledge of $90.10 gets you that 1 hour of airtime. If you're out of the range and you can't come here, you can always program it. Give me the list. We'll send out the tunes to your honey and 631-632-6901, $90.10 gets you an hour of airtime. Meanwhile, as we know, Margaret Thatcher is still dead.
War in the city, yeah. Say too much war in the city, war. I sing and say that love and unity.